And how many properties do you guys have under your management arm right now?
We have 58 properties, and we're very close to 9,000 rooms. And in fact, we'll have 9,000 rooms in about 30 days. We're acquiring another property in Chicago, which we're really excited about.
Wow, that is amazing. And that's a pretty large number. Hi, this is Ted Kelly with another Ted's Hospitality Minute. Hey, today we've got a great guest on. His name is Alex Petrolini. He is the Executive Vice President with Blue Sky Hospitality Solutions. And he's going to come on and talk a little bit about them and also talk a little bit about himself and the track that he's had in hospitality. Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Ted. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for giving us a few minutes. Obviously, we're anxious to hear more about Blue Sky Hospitality. But before we go there, tell us a little bit about you and your background and how you got in the hospitality world.
Well, I got into hospitality. I was literally sleeping in the booth in my parents' restaurant when I was about 7 years old. So for 50 years, I've been involved. First got introduced to hotels probably, I'd figure, about 14, 15 years old. I was working in a kitchen at Bertino's Steakhouse, which was attached to the Ambassador Hotel in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, in the early 80s, something like that.
Okay. Now, talk a little bit about Blue Sky. You guys are a management company, right?
Well, we're an owner and management company. We're now just starting to get into a lot of third-party contracts. You know, the company's not that old. Blue Sky only started, it was a kind of an idea, and my brain and a few others, we were thinking about taking this company, Navica, and running our own management company, and it came in to become Blue Sky. But it's only been around for, the idea's been around for about 6 years, but the company's been around for four, basically.
So tell our viewers a little bit about Blue Sky Hospitality and what services you guys do over there.
We own, operate, manage a lot of different brands, Hyatt, Marriott, Hilton, IHG, and we're soup to nuts with everything, revenue management, sales. We have a really large corporate office. We even do all our accounting centralized in that office. And we're just now starting to get into a lot more third-party management contracts, and that's kind of the big thing for us now.
And how many properties do you guys have under your management arm right now?
We have 58 properties, and we're very close to 9,000 rooms. And in fact, we'll have 9,000 rooms in about 30 days. We're acquiring another property in Chicago, which we're really excited about. And our aim is to get to 100 hotels in a very short period of time. This seems like a dream, but 2025, 100 hotels. That's our goal.
Wow, that is amazing. And that's a pretty large number.
Yeah, it's a big number. We have a bunch of hotels in the pipeline right now, both for third-party management contracts. And we have a couple acquisitions that are under contract right now. So within the next 60 days, we'll be growing quite a bit. So we'll get a head start on that 100.
Wow. That is amazing. Let me take a moment real quick to talk to our viewers. If you like this segment that we're bringing to you on THM that we talk about here, we want to remind you guys, please take a minute to go to LinkedIn, obviously like this episode that we're talking with Alex on, but also check out our YouTube page as well as Apple Podcast and Spotify. We're there. If you would be so kind as to go there and like our page and follow us, that would be awesome. And we can continue to bring you great content and great guests like Alex to talk about things that are affecting the hotel industry. All right. Now, so Alex, you've got a very interesting piece of history in your hospitality experience. Can you talk a little bit about Russia? You spent a little bit of time there. Is that right?
Correct. Yes. 5 years operating a hotel, the only Western style hotel. It was Canadian owned, Western style hotel in East Russia. You'd have to get on an airplane and fly 8 hours to, you know, Moscow to see a hotel that included toilet paper in their rooms like we did.
Wow. That is amazing. Now, can you talk a little bit about, say, the experience with Russia and how it compares with, say, managing and working in the hotel industry here in the States?
Sure. So, and it's a little bit almost some of my philosophy when I talk about hospitality. But, and I love that your show is called Ted's Hospitality Minute instead of Ted's Service Minute or something like that. Because everyone seems to think that service is what matters. Service, you know, to me, it's nothing more than a transaction. It's the hospitality component that's the difference. And in Russia, delivering service was incredibly easy because all I had to do was pay 30 cents an hour and have 10 servers for 10 tables in the restaurant and have three people at the front desk. Instead of taking 30 minutes cleaning a room, I could take an hour and a half cleaning a room because even that hour and a half only cost me 90 cents. And we paid generously. We gave great bonuses. So the difference, though, and all our guests, we had oligarchs, we had wealthy American travelers. We were in a diplomatic region. So people with money stayed at our hotel, wealthy Koreans and Japanese, et cetera. So the hospitality component was really important for us. And that's what we stood for. Everyone was so polite, please and thank you all the way around. All our staff were required to speak both Russian and English fluently. In addition, a lot of our staff spoke Korean and Japanese. So delivering hospitality became very easy. But the thing is, in Russia, where the difference was, I sort of equate this to my sister, and she's probably going to see this. So there was a moment a few years back where I had friends from the U.S. traveling to Calgary, and she offered to take them to Banff and tour them around and, you know, drive them all day, being all about hospitality. That's the way we grew up. It's just you met a stranger and you became friends and you fed them dinner and you gave them a place to stay and you took care of them because that's what you did. Well, Russia was a lot like that. They had a genuine idea of wanting to help people just because it was in their nature. And it's not really portrayed properly in the movies that we see. Russian people are very kind, generous, and hospitable. I won't talk about the politics there because that's a whole different game. And yes, there's a lot of corruption going on in Vladivostok and in Russia, but we can leave that for another time.
Yeah, wow, that is that's an interesting dynamic because I gotta think that we're transcending, you know, cultures that are completely different, and you know, it's just got to lend itself to be able to make some, you know, lifelong, you know, obviously memories. But when you look at things in the U.S. and you start comparing them, you can very quickly kind of, you know, see the dichotomy of how things are different and the different things that folks here are allowed to do without issues, I should say. How about that?
Yeah, very true. And, you know, while we're trying to reduce labor, you know, every hotel company is trying to reduce the cost of labor. We're in a labor crisis, right? And yet we're trying to reduce labor, reduce our expense because that labor crisis has cost us in the way of wages getting very, very high. So we're trying to find this balance, take care of the people, meet the demands that they have for wages, and then still improve our productivity. But all of this time, what I'm thinking is, how do I deliver more hospitality to our guests? Because I can get around, I can figure out the service part. Everyone can. We'll eventually come out with tools that make jobs easier. And it's always been that way in all businesses. Just efficiencies come. You know, we no longer pump our own gas, except in New Jersey, of course. And we don't go to a travel agent to get a boarding pass for
Alex, talk a little bit about how you guys are trying to implement different technologies over at Blue Sky Hospitality to maybe help improve your, obviously, the delivery of your service, but also help lower your overall cost. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah. You know, so there's a lot of different technologies we're using. And I think hotel companies in general, they're using things, you know, we call them Profit Sword and Profit Sage. That's a common name for it from Sage Hospitality. But there's a whole bunch of tools that I've been looking at. But what's really important to me and what I think is going to deliver the hospitality portion is the employee engagement. And there's platforms now out there that we've just contracted with a company called Bonusly. And what they do is they distribute points, which is a peer-to-peer transfer of points. It's an application that our employees would get on their phone. And then managers, general managers, and corporate team members get a boatload of points, like 10,000 points, 50,000 points. And the employees get to collect these points when they're recognized for doing something really cool or even just something mundane. I mean, it could be, hey, I noticed you were wearing your name tag. Here's 5 points. And what it's going to do, it's going to have this really high level of engagement, peer-to-peer for sure, and then managers as well, and directly from the corporate office. It's going to really improve the level of communication that we have. And it's also going to make everyone feel better and connect more. That recognition is important, but really the engagement from our team members will help them engage better with guests. And that's really important to us. There's another piece too that we're incorporating in all our hotels now. It's called Relay. And, you know, everyone thought of Relay as a panic button solution. But I think of it as a communication device. From the corporate office, I have the ability to talk to anyone in our hotels, whether it's a room attendant or not that I'm necessarily going to, but I do have that ability. We literally put out a company-wide thank you, like it could be Thanksgiving, and I could get on my little Relay device and say, hey, Blue Sky team members, so glad that you're with us here working. We really wish you were home with your families, but we appreciate you being here today. And that could go out to a couple thousand people working that day instantly without dialing everyone on the phone, without having a conference call that everyone has to sign in for. It's just so instant. So these types of technology that get engagement, that's really critical to our success right now.
That's amazing, Alex, that you guys have the ability to be able to touch all of your employees without having to schedule a special meeting or a special conference call or a special dial this number, hit the pin, all of that great stuff. I think that's amazing that you can actually have your hand on the pulse of 5,000, 8,000 employees with a simple flip of a switch. That is amazing.
Yeah, we love the technology. That's true. And like I said, the engagement is so important to us.
Yeah. Yeah, and I got to think that the encouragement helps your employees want to be so much more positive and engage with the guests that much more because they realize how quick the response is that they can get feedback on how things are going kind of thing. I think that's a some really, really nice technology that you got there.
We agree.
So tell me this. I know you guys are busy. You've got a lot of stuff in the pipeline. You're trying to grow your portfolio. Obviously, we play in the renovation space. Something that we do a lot of is the PIP renovations or maintenance CapEx type project. You know, if you guys have anything that you have coming up that you might be able to use a third-party project manager on, please keep us in mind for that. And then also, sure, are there any other major events coming up at Blue Sky that you'd like our audience or viewers to know about?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, with Blue Sky in the renovation cycle for all our hotels, you know, Hilton's got some new standards, and we've got my counterpart, our other EVP, Stephen Bello. He's spearheading a lot of that, but we've got a full support team, and we're looking always at third-party companies with our projects for certain. But one interesting thing with all our acquisitions, they all have PIPs for sure. We've got a new chief investment officer. This is new for us. Milan Patel just joined us a few weeks back, and he's been hitting the road running. So he's putting together deals as we speak, and it's a very interesting time for us. We know that we're going to get to these 100 hotels, and you know, half will be acquisitions and half will be management strictly, but that's the direction we're going in. And the addition of Milan makes a huge difference in getting that done for sure. And I should mention our very strategic CEO, Naveen Shah, he really drives the bus on everything we do. So he gives us everything we ask for. And that's great. So if there's another new piece of technology, he doesn't hesitate to say yes. So really appreciative of his support in getting the mission done.
Wow. That's a great compliment to the CEO, because he's basically ushering you guys into the latest and greatest technology, and he's not afraid to try and see how those things can help you guys. Not everything works, but at least he's not afraid to try new things and see how it can help you.
Exactly. And you're right. Not everything works out. And, you know, there's a bunch of different things we try. Some don't stick.
Hey, Alex, before we leave, is there anything you'd like our viewers to know about Blue Sky? Are there any upcoming events? And if not, how do people find you if they're interested in learning more about maybe taking you guys on as a manager company?
Sure. Well, we do have some big things happening at Blue Sky in the social area. We have a big picnic coming out that anyone who's in the hotel business is going to be invited. So to check that out, just connect with me on LinkedIn. Just search Alex Petrolini. You'll find me. If you want to send me an email, it's firstname.lastname@blueskyhospitalitysolutions with an S on the end, .com. You'll find me there, and you won't want to miss our picnic in Eisenhower Park, Long Island in September.
That's awesome. All right. And remember, if you like our segments and like the topics that we talk about here on the THM, we want to continue bringing you that interesting people like Alex and Blue Sky Hospitality. Please remember to like and follow us on LinkedIn, but also go to our YouTube page and subscribe there. And remember, we're also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. On behalf of the THM crew, this is Ted, and we will see you guys next time.